Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hammy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host, the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 390 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype by actor Becca McCoys. We're going to talk, we're going to delve back into womanhood and femininity, and we're going to talk Menopause the Musical and other things happening with Becca and what she's got coming up through the rest of the summer and stuff like that. So we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
Hello?
Hey, Becca, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So, you have been our the IDS's intrepid reporter on the on the various stages of femininity, I guess. So, so we want. I know you're finishing up another tour another term, if you will, as Mother Earth, right?
Yes, Earth Mother.
Earth Mother. So how is that going, and where is it going, and then we'll move on to the other things, other exciting things you've got coming up.
Yeah, well, because they're kind of all connected in fun, weird ways, which is neat. But I am talking to you from upstate New York. I'm in Auburn, New York, which is in the Finger Lakes region. Mm-hmm. And we're doing Menopause up here for the Merry-Go-Round Finger Lakes Musical Theater Festival. Yeah.
How's that doing?
Oh, it's been fantastic. The Music Theater Festival, Merry-Go-Round Playhouse, has been around since the mid-1970s. If you've ever done UPTAs, SETCs, you've auditioned for Merry-Go-Round Theater. You know, they're like stalwarts in summer stock. And so their original space is a big round theater that used to house a merry-go-round that sits on Owasco Lake here in Auburn. And they've expanded over the last few years, and they have really dedicated themselves to helping the revitalization of the city of Auburn and providing economic growth and, other, you know, community stimulation benefits to the community through the arts. So they're operating this festival on three stages. And they call the festival On, Off, and Beyond Broadway. So the big theater on the lake does, like right now they're doing Mary Poppins, then they do Damn Yankees this season on the town, and then a show that I'll talk about in a minute. And then we have the downtown theater, which is the Auburn Public Theater, which seats 200, and it's a little black box. And it's right in the heart of the little, sweet downtown district. And that's where they do, you know, the off-Broadway or more edgy and smaller things. And that's where Menopause is. And then they have a third space that's in a facility called Theater Mac, which is over by the lab where Joseph Case invented talkies.
Hmm.
So it's a really neat little bit of history. There's so much history in Auburn, but right behind the lab where they developed how to put sound into movies, there's a little performance space. And the Music Theater Festival has a program called The Pitch, where they bring people in, for weekends during the run of the festival to pitch their new musicals. And so you can get a subscription where you can sit through, you know, like an hour-long program of a composer, lyricist, book writer, director, singing selections, talking about the show, kind of giving you an overview, and then the audience can give feedback, ask questions, and things like that. So it's a different kind of new musical development that they are invested in. So it's a really cool thing to be a part of.
So when did you start, and how long does it go for you?
This one, they sent a rep down to see me in Disenchanted, because they wanted to license a production of Menopause, you know, to sit here for the whole run of the time. And they wanted actresses that were already trained on the show, but we are actually hired by Merry-Go-Round Theater. You know, so we're not here through, G4 this time. So the rep came down to see me in Disenchanted. And when we were talking, the way that their housing works out, you can't have children or pets. So I said, I have a child, and it's supposed to be an 11-week contract. Uh-huh. So we kept hashing through things, and I said, I really can't do more than, I don't like to do more than 6 weeks without her. And so it worked out that I was able to come here and open the show for them. So there's a new Earth Mother coming in at the end of the month. My last show is a week from tomorrow, June 29th. I got to open the show. I got to be part of all of the reviews and the parties and getting to meet the cast of Mary Poppins. And it's been really, really fantastic. It's a great group of ladies. I had never worked with any of them before. It's my first time doing the show in a black box. So now I can say I've done the show intimately. I've done the show for over 1,000 people. So it was a really great experience.
Cool. And so after your run here or there rather, ends in the week, what's up for the rest of the summer? I know you get some other things on the fire, as it were.
I do. Well, what was cool was, when we were talking and I said, no matter what, I'm not taking the whole 11 weeks. So while we were determining if I was going to be able to do the first month, if that was going to work out for the theater, I had an offer for a show in St. Pete. And, I said, well, I can take it because I'll definitely be home regardless of whether I do part of Menopause or not. So I'm going to be working on...
I'm going to stop you right there because you just said whether I do part of Menopause or not. How many women would say that?
We all do that. We drop, we drop Menopause into sentences, forgetting to tack on the musical because we get lazy. And then it sounds really out of context. So yes, whether I'm hot flashing and having memory lapses or not, I'll be doing this show. So I'm doing a play. So as we discussed the last time, I haven't done a play or worked with a man since 2011, and I'm about to break both of those streaks.
Oh, wow.
With Miracle on South Division Street, which is a play written by Tom Dudzik, who wrote Greetings and Over the Tavern. Mm-hmm. And the show is with a simple theater, and that's in residence at Edgar College, which is my alma mater. And it's really cool because it's an imagining of a backstory of this shrine that's located in Buffalo, New York, that's called Our Lady of Seneca Street. And it was erected in the 1950s after supposedly the Virgin Mary appeared to a local barber and gave him a message about world peace. And so he put up this 18-foot shrine, and I couldn't miss the opportunity that I'm only 2.5 hours away from it here in Auburn.
Right.
So last week I drove over to see it. Because it still stands, but the rest of the neighborhood is gone in terms of what it used to be, urban redevelopment and that's the east side of Buffalo that had really, kind of fallen on hard times. But it's still there. And there's like this little core group of people that are dedicated to preserving the statue, or the whole shrine rather. And it's this glorious bit of, 1950s pious opulence. Uh-huh. And I took a bunch of pictures of it, and you know, at pictures of what the neighborhood looks like now. And I'm really excited to be working on the show. Is directed by Gavin Hawk, who's a great actor and director, and he's an improv guy and is on staff, a professor at Eckerd College. And in the show are Stephen Ray, is a buddy of mine since high school, so it's really cool to be working with him. He plays my brother. And my sister is played by an actress named Georgia Mallory Guy, who's fairly new to the area. She's very, very, very talented. And our mom is played by Bonnie Aiken. You may even remember
Bonnie Aiken.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And so I've looked up to her since I was going to Stuff at American Stage as a kid. So now she gets to play my mama. And that's going to run at Eckerd College from July 31st to August 17th.
Cool. Well, tell Bonnie, hey, I don't think she'd ever remember me, but give her a hug and say hey for me. And speaking of religious iconography, is she still on the window in Tampa or St. Pete area?
Oh, no. You know, because I went to take tons and tons of pictures of that when that first happened, and I'm so glad I did, because it got vandalized multiple times and then eventually was shattered.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. The Our Lady of US 19.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think the office building couldn't function as an office building anymore, and it ended up getting taken over by Catholic Charities.
Oh, wow.
People were just flocking and putting things.
I remember driving past there and seeing the window and then seeing just the parking lot full of people sitting in chairs praying, I guess. Yeah, so.
Yeah, crazy. But, I have great photographs of it from the late 90s, and like rosaries that were draped over the wall that just looks like dripping paint, and flowers, and, you know, people putting their prayer requests and things. It's just really, it's fascinating what we do as human beings when we have these little glimpses of, you know, something that we think gives us meaning. Amazing.
So, what's the dates of your show with Bonnie again?
That one is July 31st to August 17th.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to keep on with the religious track and change denominations. And I get to come back up here to Auburn, which is really awesome. Because like I said, I came up here via G4, merry-go-round wanted to license the show. G4 said, here are girls that are available. They flew down to see us in different productions and said, yes, we'll take them. And so I came up here through my connection to Menopause, but then I got to audition for one of the music theater festival shows on the main stage and got cast.
Sweet.
So I'm going to come back up here in September to rehearse and put up Church Basement Ladies 5, The Last Potluck Supper.
Oh, man.
And playing Mavis, who's this very... She's like everything else I play, physically over the top, bull in a china shop, funny. and so that
is
one
she
I'll
the
get
killer?
To do. Is she the killer?
Because the title just sounds. I don't mean to make fun of it, but the title just seems like it's a classic '80s horror film. Yeah, Ladies of Church 5. I think it's the 5 that sets it off.
The last potluck supper. Yes, yeah. It was Mavis in the basement with the spatula.
With the spatula. with
this
the egg
one,
beater.
This one is apparently it's like the Protestant equivalent of nonsense.
Sure.
Where they just have more and more and more versions of these same characters and their antics and
Right.
And so this one, I guess, is a little bit of history. It should be really fun for me because there's lots of flashbacks to different generations. I think the costumes and wigs will be really fun as you pass through different eras and stuff like that.
Nice.
So that one I'll get to do in the big theater that sits out on the lake. It was renovated a few years ago, seats 500, and it's just such a cool theater.
Cool.
So that one will be up here, and it runs October 1st to the 18th.
Nice. So when we get closer to that time, we'll have to talk about that one again.
Yay!
So for the next week, because this goes live on the 23rd, and your last date up there with the menopause is the 29th, correct? So how does one get tickets to that? Because we want to see you, obviously, not the new person coming in, not the new menopause.
Well, I'm sure that she is fantastic.
Oh, I'm sure she is, too.
I would love it if you would come and see me. It's everything is on my website. There's an upcoming page on BeccaMcCoy.com. And the tickets for menopause up here are handled through the merry-go-round box office.
Sweet. All right, and then tickets through Eckerd's, to the Eckerd Project, is it through Eckerd or is it through somewhere else down at
the... It's through Simple Theater, and that's also on my website, because they're a new small equity company, but they were able to set up a residency at Eckerd College, which is really fantastic. So their link to their website is also online.
Okay, and that is BeccaMcCoy.com?
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll have links and all that sort of stuff on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. I'll just say that twice. So thanks, Becca.
Thank you.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank Becca McCoy for stopping by via Skype today to chat menopause, the musical, and all the other stuff she's got coming up through the rest of the summer and into the fall. Sounds like exciting stuff. Kudos to Becca. So, next week, we got really exciting stuff. We're going to introduce, we have week two of the IDS's second summer rep theater. And I'm very excited to welcome a new member to the IDS Plays on the Interwebs family, Cassie A. Hamilton. So I'm excited for that. So look forward to that. And if you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableds. @inexplicableds. Find the comings and goings and whatnot of the show via our Twitter feed. So next week's pretty exciting. Round two of IDS's Summer Rep. So until next week, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's Magnatune. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.